Hello, hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. We're just getting started here on YouTube. I've not been here for a while. Here I am on YouTube. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, so welcome, everybody. I am streaming on YouTube. I have to be very careful what I say because the overlords don't like me to talk about certain things. So right now, let me go over to sharing my screen. All right. So as I said, I have to be very careful what I say here. We live in that kind of world. So I'll be live streaming, but not talking about certain types of assets to make coin out of. Okay, so let me hint here. And what I'm talking about, the assets, even though you can see here on Yahoo, and this is the bizarre world we live in, I'm not going to mention these two, but you can see that they're down. But I'll gladly talk about the other ones. So right now, the S&P is up quite a bit, at 70%, or 7/10. Same with Dow. NASDAQ's up a quarter. Russell's down a quarter. Oil is up quite a bit, 1.99. Gold and silver. Okay, silver's up a little bit, tiny amount, not worth holding. Gold is down a little bit as well. This one's doing pretty good as a Forex. That's a Euro USD. Bonds looking okay. Pound against the USD is looking okay. But this one's the real in yen. But I'm going to show you some other ones that are doing quite well. The FTSE was down and the Nikkei was up. So before we get started, don't forget to join the quantlabs.net newsletter daily. I send out I'm moving more into MotoWave. I'm going to show some videos on that later today. But again, I'm not going to be talking about, as I said earlier. Also, here's some of the latest topics I've talked about. I posted it. I'm not sure if I did it yesterday, but I noticed that India's stock market's rallying during their spike as well, and MotoWave as well. Looking at doing this with better support and actually automating a strategy. So here I'm telling you, if you want to know more about that, you've got to get off of YouTube, get onto my blog, quantlabs.net/blog for that. Otherwise, I can't help you. All right, so let's get into it. So here's the MotoWave chart or scans using harmonic scans. Here's the yen. Look at this. Australia, British pound, yen has had some okay performance. We're getting some shorts here, long here. I find that quite interesting. Another currency that's doing okay is the Australian. Mexico's got a long there, but I got to keep reminding you, fewer and fewer people are wanting to hold the USD. If it's with China, if it's Russia, it goes to show that the US dollar is starting to lose its clout as the referring currency. So moving in further, we have gold shorting, and this is key here as an indicator, but that's all I would use with gold and silver right now. Gold in the Swiss franc drops, same with the euro. This is gold in the pound dropping and more shorting. Same with Hong Kong, New Zealand. I did think that the Hong Kong would be stronger, but we'll go through that as well. But like shorts and everything, I mean, that's a good sign that it shows that the global economy is starting to move a little bit. Here we have some more silver in Australia. We have some more shorting silver in Australia, silver in the franc, and in the pound as well. The yen, it's stabilizing. That's silver in the yen. So the yen's starting to strengthen, it seems. And more shorts with the silver in New Zealand as well. All right, so looking further, you can see here some strength in the Australia and Hong Kong with some slight longs there. The Japanese yen with a short. But here's the one to watch here is the China 50. It's got a long, still remaining flat. as well. Another one to watch for is the Norwegian currency, because that's going to long. This would be a potential long-term safe haven. Is buy and hold for one and a half years a feasible strategy for? I can't answer that for you. Good question. I'm not going to talk about that. But I do more intraday. There's better performance in that asset class. Oh, I wish I could talk about it freely, dude, but I can't. Here's some strength here in the Australian US dollar. Got three of those, three longs. It's pretty good. And here we got some serious longs here. Australia, Japanese yen. Australia, Canada's been dropping. I think Canada's been dropping off. US 30, it's got a short there. Brent crude, fairly decent long with that performance there. Two of them. France, 40's got a short. Pound against the Australian might get some strength there. Another potential safe haven, but no performance so far. That's a USD, Swedish franc, Swedish Corona, Kroner. Another USD, Mexico. So here we have some more gold and silver. Sorry, gold in Japanese yen. A short there. Shorts here coming up with silver in Australia and us Canadian. It's more shorts, all I can say, with the silver. But we have some strength here along here. Silver and Japanese yen, two of those. So that tells you that the yen might be starting to strengthen. Short here on the Singapore. As you know, I'm more of a momentum trader, but all I can tell you, there's so much nice mean reverting patterns here that I'm seeing. Like, I'm going to be looking for more of those as I expand more into MotoWave, because there's some really good strategies. I'm going to be just here to let you know, the topic for Monday night's webinar is going to be on that, on studies and strategies within MotoWave. One person asked for an intro to using MotoWave. I don't think I'd be really making really useful content because there's so many courses and stuff out there on MotoWave already. Doesn't make sense to focus on that. Plus, I have my own playlist as well. So we have here some trends, some strength here in the Australian US dollar. But look at this. This is what I love about this, these oscillating patterns, mean revert. So we have three longs there. More shorts on the France euro. Euro, Singapore has a little strength. Just whipping through these now. I think people get bored of these, but here's Brent crude oil. It's starting to strengthen as well. So that's a good commodity trade. You're going to see more in commodities start to really pick up as the rollout for solving the sickness, the global sickness that we had. One thing I would say is watch this ratio here, gold and silver. Here you could see there's two of them, actually three of them. So two out of three with a short. So this is going to be your classic reversal to watch for. So because it's shorting the gold silver ratio, that will sort of signify, yes, we are starting to turn the corner with this global sickness and with the pills that they're putting out there. You notice I'm not talking about that topic as well. Let's call them pills and, well, not pills, serum that people will take more and more of that. It's just the overlords here watching this with their AI. It's so strict. So I got to be very careful what I say and what keywords I use. So please understand that. Silver here's got some, let's see here, longs here, shorts. I don't think that has any real significance. I'm not going to go through these silver. the Euro, Hong Kong is looking good there. Euro in Australia, not good, but I do like that Euro Hong Kong, that trend there, despite all the, you know, up and down patterns. But those are pretty good to have. This one is good too, and I only pick it because of its volume. That's the Euro USD. So that's starting to strengthen too. That's a good thing, just from a volume perspective, if you trade currency. But I do like that. Australia, so here you have the UK gilt or bond, the 100 year. Or sorry, no, that's the, I believe that's the stock, some shorts here. So you got three of those. Brent crude showing some strength again in this one. That's pretty good. Pound and USD looking good there. More long, so that might start to move. A little hard to say with the USD Japanese yen here. USD Norway, I wouldn't really allocate anything to that. More gold in New Zealand. Here's another, that gold silver ratio, that's got a short, so that says it all right there. So we're already gone from very good to good. So let's go over some of the bonds here. You can see it's dropping, but it's somewhat stable. Same with the 10-year. We've talked about that one. 30-year, getting some strength there. WTI, we already. This one's one I like, copper. It's just a nice rally since June of last year. And we've already talked about that one. Another one that I think worth paying attention to is another commodity to show is sugar. I just saw this yesterday. That's starting to rally as well. When it decides to load up, you can see that again from May of last year. So that's starting to strengthen here since April 1st. So keep your eyes on that. There will be some pullbacks there, but that's okay. That's about it. As I said, if you want to know more about what's been asked on that digital asset, two options really. Just visit my blog here, quantlabs.net/blog, or get on my email list to learn more. I'd love to talk about it, but unfortunately, I have no control over that. Quantlabs.net, get on the email and do all that fun stuff. Better yet, you want to get on my private chat server. Other than that, thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. Over and out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.